This morning is going to be a little bit different than what we normally do. So if you're visiting with us, it's going to be a little bit different. But we hope that it'll be a blessing. We focused a little bit on our nation, the birthday of our nation. And we're thankful for the United States of America. We're thankful for the Statue of Liberty representing our openness to people from other nations coming here. And we thank the Lord for that. Many who are part of this local assembly are from other nations. They've been born elsewhere. Now, all of us, almost everybody here would have to point outside of these geographical boundaries to find our roots. But some have actually been born in other countries. Some have here have parents or a parent born somewhere else. But we're going to focus this morning on those who have been born in other countries. And we're going to focus on that for a particular reason. And that's to proclaim God's glory, wisdom, grace, and power in blessing this local assembly with a multi-ethnic body of believers. You know, I think it's kind of interesting when you look back at the history of this nation, of course, founded by immigrants from England. Well, this local assembly was started by an evangelist from Canada who God had sent down here to preach the gospel in the southern part of the United States of America, in the state of North Carolina. And he worked his way to Greensboro, and how thankful we are for that. For Lester Wilson. And then the Lord sent another Canadian to come down as a Bible teacher to help this local assembly to grow. And he sent Harold McKay here from Canada to come and to bless us. So this assembly in some ways has a rich heritage from other nations. But only in recent years, we might say, and recent could go back 20, I guess, or something like that. I'm not sure how many. As the Lord began to work in a very significant, interesting way to bless this assembly with folks who were born in other nations and bringing them here, not only to this area, but into fellowship in our local assembly that we could enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And we see that he has brought believers from different tribes and tongues and peoples and nations. And we know that God brings diverse people into the universal body of Christ. There's no question about that. All who believe on the Lord Jesus and receive him alone as Savior from their sins, the crucified, risen Lord Jesus, are part of the universal church. But we see that he also delights to bring together people from different nationalities into a local body of believers, providing a richer, more diverse understanding of the peoples of the world in that way. And we know that heaven's going to be like that. And we're going to see a little bit more of that later. So what we're going to do this morning, just to kind of give you an idea of the way that we're going to let things go this morning, we got some different families here from different nations that are in fellowship in this assembly. Actually, interestingly, today we have a lot of people from other nations that are visiting with us too. But we have some folks in this assembly, and we're going to ask them to come up, and we're going to get the brothers to share a little bit about how they came here to either the United States or particularly here to Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, how God worked to do that. And then some of them are going to be praying. Some are going to be reading a variety of scripture. And if you'd like to bring your spouse or your children up when we do that, you're welcome to do that, but you don't have to. But Bunny Hamilton from Jamaica is going to... Yeah, let me get that there, Jonathan. And Bunny Hamilton from Jamaica is going to come up, and he's going to lead us in prayer after he tells us a little bit about how he got here. Is he here? Is he back yet? Oh, yeah, he's back. Okay. Come on, Brother Bunny. He was waiting for the drum roll, maybe, but I didn't have a drummer this morning, but that's all right. Okay. All right.
People like from Shannon Hills, like in the West Indies, Jamaica, where I'm from, they call me Bunny. But the registered name is Wilbert. for a long time, it was Wilbert A. Hamilton. After it passed a certain age, it's now Wilbert Augusta Hamilton. Yes, it's now Wilbert Augusta Hamilton. I'm proud to tell you that my middle name is Augusta. I was born in Ayrshire, Manchester, British West Indies. Now it's only known as the West Indies, but then it was British West Indies. I migrated to the United States on the 17th of December, 1967. I migrated to Massachusetts, and my wife came here in the spring. We lived there for 29 years. And my wife got a transfer to Greensboro. I was glad for that. We were hoping to move further south because of the weather. And when my wife came, she came 6 months before me. And she inquired and found Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, which is similar to the assembly that I grew up in Jamaica. I have been in fellowship here for at least 17 years. I find the saints here loving and helpful. I think of last night when we celebrated our 50th anniversary. And what was amazing is after everything was over, how the brethren, how they just chipped in and we all moved the chairs and everything that was in the facility so that we could have the meeting this morning. Very helpful men. Very helpful when if you need counseling, they're there for you. And so my wife and myself, we have been having happy fellowship here. Thank you. Okay. And we will start the meeting. So let's start the meeting with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today when we gather to remember the Lord Jesus Christ as he asked us to do, when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And as often as you do this, you do show forth my death until I come. And so, Lord, we have had that meeting already, and we look forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we think, Lord, that there are possibilities of people who are here who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit might move among us, speak to the hearts of people who do believe in a God but have not surrendered their hearts to him. We pray, Father, that you would speak to our hearts this morning through your word. We give you thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.
Thank you, Bonnie. The blessing of the richness of a variety of accents. You will hear that this morning, beginning with mine, but then some other accents that you may not be as used to. We have I'm going to switch over here very quickly to, let's see if I can, Jonathan told me how to do this. A young girl, Emma Altry, Emma Jewel Altry, she's at the beach right now, so her parents got her to put together a little short, brief video greeting that I want to play. So let's see here if I can. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you why. Okay, I'll tell you why in a minute.
Hi, my name is Emma Jewel Altry, and I was born in Almaty, Kazakhstan. I arrived in Greensboro, North Carolina when I was one. I'm very lucky to have such great parents and such a great home. I'm very thankful to be in Sandon Hills Bible Chapel. P.S. I'm watching you, Patrick.
Okay. Okay, that was Emma Autry, and she her parents went to Kazakhstan over in Central Asia and adopted her and brought her back, as she said there, when she was 1 year old. So actually this came in sideways, that's why I'm having to flip around a little bit here, but Jonathan, a good sound man back there, figured out how to get it right side up. I thought I was going to have to turn her head like this to watch it, but that worked out. So we're thankful to have a young lady from Kazakhstan. We also have another family that's going to come up, the Allens, if they'll come up, because their parents, Larry and Gina, have also adopted, not just once, but they've been to China 6 times, and each time they came back with a wonderful child. And they're going to come up and give us their names, and they're also, and I think they're going to tell us maybe where they were born in China. I think they're going to tell us that. And then they're going to share a verse with us. Three of them are going to share the verse in Mandarin, the most common language in China. And then the other three will translate into English. You can follow along in your Bible if you want to. So you're going to tell about yourselves first? Start with the oldest. Is that what you're going to, we'll go in adoption order.
I'm Shannon Allen. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Guangxi, China, and I was adopted when I was a year and a half old.
Hi, I'm Susie Allen. I'm 15 years old, and I was adopted from Guangxi province when I was 21 months old.
Hi, I'm John Allen. I'm 15. I was adopted when I was 2, and I am from Hubei, China.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen. I'm 14. I was adopted when I was 11, and I'm from Henan, China.
Hi.
Sasha's a little nervous, so I'll introduce her. This is Sasha Allen. We brought her home December 2012. She was 11 then. She's now 13. She's from Huanan, Anhui, China. And we brought a friend of hers home in March from the same orphanage in Huanan. And this is William, and he came home at 13. He just turned 14. If they're not adopted by the time they're 14 in China, they don't get a family. So we were pretty nervous, but we got him home. So he's still learning English. He doesn't understand things. So if you say something to him, he's likely to say yes, not knowing what he's saying yes to. Sasha understands, but she's still learning English, too. So I'm going to let the oldest three do a verse in English, and then the other three are going to do the same verse in Chinese.
Isaiah 48. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Isaiah 48. 草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。All
right, praise the Lord. We're going to sing a song now. It's number 285 in your hymnal. Any of the class, Sunday school classes that are going to class, you can be dismissed during this time. And it's probably good if you're going to be participating in the program this morning, and there's some places down here on this side in the front and over here, you might want to move down and get you a little closer. But we're going to be singing number 285. In Christ there is no east or west. When we're in the Lord Jesus, we're brought together as a part of the body of Christ, and this song talks about that. So number 285. In in Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the Luis Zelaya, if he would come up now and share with us. And as some of these fellows come up, I'll go ahead and tell you, some of these are accustomed to being in front of people. Others, like Luis, have never been up in front of a crowd. So you pray for them as they come up here and share with us.
Is this normal for your leg to shake? Well, I was born in Honduras, Central America. At the age of 12, I came to the United States, brought by my parents, to the city of New York City. And I lived there for over 28 years. Life was a little bit better, but once I got married, I had two kids, and I was looking for a better life for my kids. I thought that in New York City, I wasn't going to be able to, whatever you see, we got a phrase in New York City that we have, which is, whatever you don't see in New York City, you won't see anywhere else. But I was wrong. I came to Greensboro to visit my brother 3 years ago, and I saw, I got impacted by something different. I saw two kids that have more fear to God than to the people. In your city, we got so much fear to people, not to God. And at the beginning, I was thinking about moving over here, and I wasn't sure. Once I saw those two kids praying in front of the people, it impacted me. So I knew that this is the place where I want to be. I love it. So right now I'm 1 year over here, and in a couple of days I'll be in an anniversary of being here 1 whole year. And I've been blessed by God by finding this chapel and all of you guys that have welcomed me and have treated me as a family, and I want to thank you also for that. I'm going to be reading a couple of verses in Romans 3:21-23. I'll be reading in Spanish and then into English. Sorry, I'm still shaking. Pero ahora, aparte de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios, testificada por la ley y por los profetas, la justicia de Dios por medio de la fe en Cristo para todos los que creen en Él, porque no hay diferencia, por cuanto todos pecaron, están destituidos de la gloria de Dios. Romans 3:21-23. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet, even though righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon the that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Juan 1:29. El siguiente día vio Juan a Jesús que venía a él y dijo, he aquí el Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. In John 1:29, it says, the next day John said Jesus unto coming up to him and said, behold the Lamb of God which take the away the sin of the world. And in Juan 1, Primera Juan 4:14, y nosotros hemos visto el testimonio que el Padre ha enviado al Hijo, el Salvador del mundo. In 1 John 4:14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be Savior of the world. Thank you.
Next, we invite Roland Booman, if he would come up and share with us some of his story and also read some scripture for us. We've also invited any of them that would like to wear any of the some of the dress from their home country. They're welcome to do that, and the Boomans have done that.
My name is Roland Booman, representing my family. Traditionally, I grew up as a Presbyterian. Went through a Presbyterian primary school, secondary school. Came to Greensboro in 97. My wife came down here 2004, Amanda. I specifically came to Shannon Hills through the Sunday school. And the reason I say that is because I had gone to Ohio to work for 2 years, about 2.5 years I was in Ohio. By the time I came back down, Amanda and my mother-in-law had been coming to the church. And I went around Greensboro a little bit looking for a church to go to again. I used to go to Vandalia Presbyterian Church. And for some reason, I didn't want to go there. And I visited a couple of churches. The main thing I was looking for was Sunday school for the kids. And I came back to Shannon Hill a couple of times, stayed at the Sunday school. And I thought to myself, well, let me back up. There are two things I tell my kids that I want to give them. I want to help them, direct them to the Lord, and make sure that they get an education to use to better their life. So after going to a couple of different churches in the city of Greensboro, I decided that Shannon Hill Sunday School was the best place for them to be. And I want to say especially thanks for the Sunday school teachers for what they do. Roland, he can sing all the books in the Bible. I cannot. I can't do that. If I have a little bit more time, I was driving with Tambe and Roland, I think 3 weeks ago in Rocky Mount. They were in the back seat. And for some reason, they were talking about death. And they said, I'll try to paraphrase as much as I can. They said, Michael Jackson is dead. I don't know that he went to heaven. And one of them said, well, he doesn't have to go to heaven because he's famous or popular. He has to go to heaven because he believes in God. And the other one chimed in and believed in Jesus Christ. So I wouldn't take credit for that. the Sunday school did that for me. So thank you very much. The passage I got here, got two. The first one is now a little bit of what I'm reading out of this. A couple of months, has it been a year, Mark visited me and I told him that this is what helps me a lot to stay with the Lord, because I can do Bible plans in here, drive and listen to it. So that is why I'm reading with this. I do have a Bible, but this helps me a lot. So the first passage I'm going to read is 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the whole world. The second one is from Luke chapter 24, verse 45 to 47. And he opened the understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Thank you.
Appreciate Roland and Amanda, and Paul and Roland and Tombe, their children. Unfortunately, they're having to move to Rocky Mount, so we need to pray maybe they can move back. But thankfully, Agnes Dinga will continue to be here from Cameroon. I'm going to ask Marco Gonzalez if he would come up now at this time. And I appreciate Marco and his wife Marley and their daughters. And he's going to come up and share a little bit of his story. And then he's going to read some scripture for us. So, not easy for Marco, so I really appreciate him doing this. So.
Good morning. I want to share something about how do I come in this country and how great is this country. Because if you still live in my country, maybe never live in Jesus Christ. I come in this country to in 98. Almost 17 years ago, when I come in this country, I only speak Spanish. And it's really hard to people like me to, because I come alone. I don't have no family here. For some of you, it's really funny because I tell people I have a friend. And every time I say something, he's go laughing because I tell him I eat hamburger for almost 2 years, every year, every day. I'm sorry, and it's the only it's only I can say just give me a number one. that's why. It's really funny because now I can go to number two, number three, four. and For me, I'm very happy to be with you. I got almost 8 months to come to this church. I come almost every Sunday. And I'm so thankful to Lord, to Mr. Mark Shelley, to open the doors for me and my family. And I want to introduce my family. I want to ask my wife to stand up. She's Marley, and she's from El Salvador. I want to introduce my fourth daughter. She's Erica. She's born in this country. I want to introduce my second daughter, Jessica. And she's born in Salvador. And my third girl, she's Angelica. And she's born in this country. And she's my baby, Monica. And she's born in this country. And that's... I believe in Jesus Christ in 2008, and I used to go to Charlotte. I go to Charlotte for almost 3 years before to come here. I used to be drive every Sunday to go over there, and I used to be share the word of God to the Hispanic people, and I want to read Psalm 67, but I want to read in Spanish because my Bible only speaks Spanish. Mr. Marshall, he's going to give me a favor to read in English. Dios tenga misericordia de nosotros y nos bendiga. Haga resplandecer su rostro sobre nosotros, para que sea conocido en la tierra tu camino, en todas las naciones tu salvación. Te alaben los pueblos, oh Dios, todos los pueblos te alaben. Alégrese y gócese las naciones, porque juzgarás los pueblos con equidad, y pastorearás las naciones en la tierra. Te alaben los pueblos, oh Dios, todos los pueblos te alaben. La tierra te dará su fruto. Nos bendecirá Dios, el Dios nuestro, nos bendiga Dios. Y témalo todos los términos de la tierra. Amén. Thank you.
And my Bible only speaks English, so I'm gonna do the translation, so... Psalm 67, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Next, we're going to ask our brother Amin Haddad if he would come up and share with us.
My name is, for those who don't know, my name is Amin, meaning faithful. K for Khalil, meaning a very intimate and close friend, such as Abraham was, the friend of God. Friend in the Arabic language is Khalil. And the last name is Haddad, meaning Smith. I am from the Smith family of the Middle East. I was born on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land, in the city of Haifa, then Palestine. and it would be in the tribe of Manasseh to the west. Manasseh is two tribes, east and west. That was in the tribe of Manasseh, in the Holy Land. I am one, the third child of a family of six. I came to the United States at the tender age of 19 as a student, and then I went and worked in Kuwait for 24 years, 22 years actually. I came to Shannon Hills Bible Chapel when I was vacationing with my family in London, England. Walking down Oxford Street, we saw the newspaper saying, Iraq invades Kuwait. So that was the news of the day. We couldn't go back to Kuwait, so we headed onward to the United States. We went and registered the children in school in Nauset High School in Cape Cod in Massachusetts. Then we contacted our church in Des Moines, Iowa, where we lived there for a whole 10 years with my family before going to Kuwait. And we inquired of them where to go in North Carolina. We want to go south to North Carolina to the weather that suits our clothes. We were wearing summer clothes and had nothing with us. Everything is lost. So the lady from North Carolina told us, there are three assemblies, one in Asheville, one in Charlotte, and one in Greensboro. Then I said, which one would you recommend? She said, all of them are good, but I would recommend Greensboro because there is a great brother in Christ, and his name is Dick Andrews. So I told her, then we will go to Greensboro. She gave me his telephone number, and then I bade her goodbye and thank you and so forth. I contacted Dick when I came to Greensboro and stayed at the Howard Johnson Motel on Highway 29. He said, yes, we heard of you. When are you coming to town? I said, I am in town. Without wasting any minute, he was there and he picked us from the hotel and put us in the chapel house for 2-3 days. Managed to have an apartment and so forth. But Dick Andrews is the first contact we have here, and we are forever for him because he's a dear brother in Christ. We all love him and wish him good health. Since then, actually, which was almost 25 years ago this coming September, that's when we came to Greensboro, North Carolina. So I was asked to wear my national dress. Here I will show you my national tie. It has a camel on it. Although the first camel that I rode was in the San Diego Zoo. So that's briefly who we are. We are. I have two sons. Maher is here along with my wife, Selva. And then my elder son is living right now. He's married and living in Raleigh. So I would like to read for you right now from the scriptures, from the book of the Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, 1 to 11. Would you please read with me? ولما حضر يوم الخمسين كان الجميع معا بنفس واحدة وصار بغتة من السماء صوت كما من هبوب ريح عاصفة وملأ كل البيت حيث كانوا جالسين وظهرت لهم ألسنة منقسمة كأنها من نار واستقرت على كل واحد منهم وامتلأ الجميع من الروح القدس وابتدأوا يتكلمون بألسنة أخرى كما أعطاهم الروح أن ينطقوا وكان يهود رجال أتقياء من كل أمة تحت السماء ساكنين في أورشليم فلما صار هذا الصوت اجتمع الجمهور وتحيروا لأن كل واحد كان يسمعهم يتكلمون بلغته فبهت الجميع وتعجب قائلين بعضهم لبعض أترى ليس جميع هؤلاء المتكلمين جليليين فكيف نسمع نحن كل واحد منا لغته التي ولد بها فرتيون وماديون وعلميون والساكنون ما بين النهرين واليهودية وكبدوكية وبنتسة وآسيا وفريجا وبامفيليا ومصر ونواحي ليبيا التي نحو القيروان والرومانيون المستوطنون يهود ودخلاء كريتيون وعربا نسمعهم يتكلمون بألسنتنا بعظائم الله. I will read now the translation in the English language. Chapter 2 of the Acts. And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there separated among them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we everyone in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. May God be praised for his word.
Thank you. Amin. K-Hadad. I left the K out. Thank you. All right. Time is moving along. These men are staying very well in the time that allotted them, so it's the planner's fault. So I'll ask Hugo Berrios if he would come up, and Hugo's going to share with us. I think maybe his family's going to come with him as well. Now, when they were reading in Spanish, I could pick up a word here and there, but I didn't get any of Arabic. I didn't get any of that, so, okay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hugo Barrios. I'm from Mexico City. And this is my family, my wife Cecilia, Kayla, Jonathan, and David. Cecilia and I, we are from Mexico. We born in Mexico City. And my kids born in this great country. What can I say? When we came here for the first time in 2000, before we came here, we asked to the priest in Mexico about the address of the church with the same fellowship in Mexico, and he gave us he told us to come here to Shannon Hills. Nobody knows, and when we came here for the first time, we speak a very little English, actually, still the same, and my accent. and then another thing happened in that time. When we came here for the first time, we thought to came for 6 months, maybe 1 year, to learn English and come back to our country to get a better job, to have more opportunity for our family. But the Lord has a different plan for us, because something happened and we have to stay here, and because the Lord knows, or he has a plan for us, something very good for my family, and he decide we have to stay here in America. What else? Let me think. When we came here the first time was in May 2000. We have been here since same year. And the first people we saw here when we came was Ron Morok, and Sarah. Sarah was a very little shy girl, but this changed a little bit. And it's funny, I have to read, I want to share something with you in the Bible. But my Bible only speaks English, Spanish, too. I used to have a bilingual one, but she's shy. I don't come today. Let me see. This is Ephesians. For that, in my Bible. I don't know. My Bible is nervous. I want to take my notes. This is Ephesians 4. Yo pues, preso en el Señor, os ruego que andéis como es digno de la vocación con que sois llamados, con toda humildad y mansedumbre, con paciencia, soportando los unos a los otros en amor, solicitos a guardar la unidad del Espíritu en el vínculo de la paz, un cuerpo y un espíritu, como sois también llamados a una misma esperanza de vuestra vocación, un Señor, una fe, un bautismo, un Dios y Padre todo, el cual es sobre todas las cosas y por todas las cosas en todos vosotros. And let me try in English. Ephesians chapter 4, 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all longsuffering and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, in the bounding to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Sorry for my accent. Thank you.
Thank the Lord for the Berrios family. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm ask Ignatius Chukwu, better known as IG, if he would come now and share with us.
Good morning, everybody. I think it's going to be wonderful that day we shall be with our Lord. We're going to hear different accents and see different people from different nationalities. My introduction will be very brief because I don't want to be emotional. I came from Nigeria. I came from the eastern part of Nigeria. And the language we speak is Igbo language. And when I came to this country, I don't know exactly why I'm here, but God knows why I'm here. But the surprising thing is that how we joined this church and my family is up till now a mystery to me. And I don't expect more love, even from my own parents, than what I've gotten from this church. Their love knows no bound. They don't see a color. What they see is the family of God. As I said, I will not go into other details. I was born in a family of 12. I'm the fifth child. And for God's special love upon me, I was the first person who accepted the Lord. I'm going to read from the book of Revelations, chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 7. To 14. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. I have a parallel Bible. One is in Igbo language, and the other side is in English language. In Nigeria, we have about 242 languages. So this is one of the popular languages in Nigeria. So if you are in Nigeria today, you'll be hearing different languages from different churches. So that's the beauty of Nigeria. Okay, let me read in English language first. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that therein, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Okay, let me read it in Igbo language. Owe bia nara akwụkwọ ahụ n'aka nri nke onye ahụ nọ na oche eze ahụ. Mgbe ọ natara akwụkwọ ahụ, ihe anụ ahụ nke dị ndụ na olu ndị okenye anọ na ise daa n'iru ya, n'iru nwa atụrụ ahụ. Ha niile n'otu n'otu were ụbọ akwara na ọkwa nke eji ọla edo mee, nke jupụtara na ihe nsure ọkụ na-esi isi ụtọ nke bụ ekpere ndị nsọ. Ha na-abụkwa abụ sị, I kwesịrị ịnara akwụkwọ ahụ na mkpughe akara ya, n'ihi eburu gị, I wee kwara ọbara gị họpụtara Chineke n'ebo niile ọbụla, na asụsụ niile ọbụla, na ndị niile ọbụla, na mba niile ọbụla pụta. I wee mee ka ha hụrụ bụrụ alaeze ndị nchụàjà na ndị nke Chineke. Ha bụkwa n'elu ụwa, wee hụ nụkwa olu ọtụtụ mmụọ ozi na ndị ọchị ozi na ndị ihe anọ ahụ ndị nke ndị okenye ahụ. Gburugburu ọnụ ọgụgụ ha dị oke ọnụ nke na-agụghị ịgụta ọnụ. Anụkwara m ka ha wee oke ọnụ sị, O kwesịrị bụ nwa atụrụ ahụ nke e gburu ịnata ike na akụ na amara na ume na nzọpụta na ọtụtụ na ngọzi. Wee hụ ihe niile ọbụla nke e kere eke, nke dị n'elu igwe na nke dị n'elu ụwa na n'okpuru ụwa na n'elu osimiri, na ha niile dị ha n'ime, ka ha na-asị, Ọ bụ onye ahụ na nwa atụrụ n'oche eze Chineke, ya na nwa atụrụ ahụ, ka ngọzi niile na nsọpụrụ niile na otuto niile na ike niile ruo mgbe niile ebighi ebi. Ihe anụ ahụ nke dị ukwuu wee sị, Amen. Okenye ahụ wee daa n'ala wee kpọọ isi ala. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, IG. Appreciate IG and Elizabeth and their family. One other brother is going to come and share with us now, Brother James Polis. He's going to come and share, and then he's going to close us in prayer. And as he comes up, I'll just make a couple of comments. I want to thank you for being here. I think this has been a great encouragement and blessing. Again, you who are visiting from Jamaica, from the Bahamas, we're glad that you could be here with us and celebrate this as well. So we praise God for who he is and for what he's done and the way that he is continuing to work here. So, Brother James.
In India, we have 1,600 dialects and 27 languages, more than 600,000 villages. I am from the state called Kerala, the town Angamali, all the way southwest of India. Apostle Thomas, the doubting Thomas, came and landed about 10 miles away from where I lived. I born and brought up in an assembly home, and the assembly was a gospel hall. Some of the great leaders in the assemblies in India was our elders when I was there. I remember my younger days. Anytime you go out to the stores to buy, everything is walking or bicycle. Occasionally you see one of the elder or anyone, they stop you right there and grab you, ask, "Hey James, which portion you read this morning and what Lord give you this morning?" I look around, scratch my head, I don't have much to say, then they stop and tell, "Oh, don't go like this. You have to read and meditate. Get something from the Lord for that day." And they will share what they got from the Lord. And it was my desire even that time in the church that I was able to, I got saved when I was 5. When I was about 16, I started teaching in the Sunday school. We have big Sunday school, over 230 some children from all kinds of groups, Hindus, Catholics, everyone. That prepared my heart. Every time we have time, you sit and study the Word of God. And 1976, I left India to Saudi Arabia. That time my goal was to go to Saudi Arabia. I did some aircraft engineering studies, go there and make some money and go to America and study and go back. And I left to Saudi Arabia. We had the assembly and some of the family tried to convince me not to go out. Stay there, you'll be more useful there. Same thing happened when I decided to leave Saudi Arabia to come to US. Same thing happened. They all tried to, "Why are you going there? There is no reason to go." I said, "If the Lord wants me there, he will open the way." That continuously happened even I was thinking and looking at Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23, the Paul's desire to depart. Always going away is sad, a lot of feelings. But that one thing in our life continuously happened till we reach in our permanent home. And it is such a joy to see everybody here. The testimonies which I was listening, and brother asked me to say in 3 minutes, how did I end up in Shannon Hill? I was working for some major airlines. I travel around the country, and last time from Florida, we decided to move to North Carolina and move down here. I always want to be in a small church where I can be useful for the church, and I also get learned, edified. I tried few assemblies. I think Brother Pete and Brother Amin several times told me to come here, but I thought it's a big church. I just don't want to be there. And a couple of years ago, I decided to come here. I've been here several times in the last over 10 years in a main meeting, never been on a Sunday. One Sunday, I came here 2 years ago and attended the worship meeting in that other room, I immediately felt like I was in my home assembly back in India, because we always sit around the table and open to everyone. So that first Sunday after the meeting, I told my wife, this is it. And I enjoyed the fellowship and the love and everything that's here. And I want to thank you for all accepting us and helping us in all our moves. I think that's it. Time is up. We will close the meeting in a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this beautiful time that we were able to listen to many of thy children's testimony. No matter where we are, different parts of the world, your love have touched us and bringing us together, as our brother read. When we will be there, there will be representation of all tribes, all nations. Everyone will be there when we see thy face, face to face. As such a small gathering from different parts of the world, thy saints are getting together. If it is such a joy, what a joy that will be when we gather up there forever and ever with the whole saints that no one can count. Thank thee and praise thee for thy love that thou have extended to each one of us. Prepare our hearts to see thee. Until then, help us to spread thy word. Forgive our shortcomings. Use us, O Lord. We ask all these things in the most worthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We praise the Lord, and thank you for being here this morning. Might you go out rejoicing, worshiping, and being encouraged. We're dismissed. Thank you.